Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
deliver.
He promised me.
Hey, it is Monday.
And I believe
June the 15th. A new day, a new week, and a beginning week for Monday. June the 15th, 2020. All right, I'm Evangelist Faye, and I'm back. And I'm going to talk with you something that is very sensitive right now that's going on in the world. What the Bible has to say about racism. Amen, amen. As I get into this brief encouragement, amen, let no one take things wrong, because I have scripture to go with it. Amen, amen. Let every head bow, let every knee bend. Let God's spirit work through you through this situation in the troubling world. I pray for those that are sick and shut in, and I pray for those whose heart is heavy and those that have had losses in the coronavirus syndrome. I pray for each and every one that your day be brighter. The week brings you fascinating things in God. I pray for these things in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. All right. Let me get on what the Bible has to say about racism. The first thing to understand in the discussion is that there is only one race, and that's the human race. Caucasians, Africans, Asians, Indians, Arabs, and Jews are not different races. Rather, they are different ethnics of the human race. All human beings have the same physical characteristics, with minor variations, of course. Most important, all human beings are equally created in the image and likeness of God. As stated in Genesis 1:26 through 27. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created. Amen. God loved the world so much that he sent Jesus to lay down his life for us. And that's stated in John 3:16. The world obviously includes all ethnic. God does not show partiality or favoritism. In Deuteronomy 10:17, Acts 10:34, it states it plainly. In Acts 10:34, it says, "So Peter opened his mouth and said, 'Truly, I understand that God shows no partiality.'" In Deuteronomy 10:17, it said, "For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who is not partial and takes no bribe. And neither should we." describe those who discriminate as judges with evil thoughts. Instead, we are to love our neighbors as ourselves. In the Old Testament, God divided humanity into two racial groups, Jews and Gentiles. God's intent was for the Jews to be a kingdom priest, ministering to the Gentile nations. Instead, for the most part, the Jews became proud of their status and despised the Gentiles. Jesus Christ, he put an end to this, destroying the dividing wall of hostility, as you read in Ephesians 2:14. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility. All forms of racism, prejudice, and discrimination are affronts to the work of Christ on the cross. Amen. Jesus had commanded us to love one another as he loved us, coming from John 13:34. If God is impartial and loves us with impartiality, then we need to love others with the same high standard. Jesus teaches in Matthew 25 that whatever we do to the least of his brothers, we do to him. If we treat a person with contempt, we are mistreating a person created in God's image. We are hurting somebody whom God loves and for whom Jesus died. My God, amen, amen. Racism is varying forms to various degrees have been plagued on humanity for thousands of years. Brothers and sisters of all ethnicities or ethnic background, this should not be. Victims of racism, prejudice, and discrimination need to forgive. Again, victims of racism, prejudice, and discrimination need to forgive. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Racists may not deserve your forgiveness, but we deserve God's forgiveness far less. Those who practice racism, prejudice, and discrimination needs to repent. Again, those who practice racism, prejudice, and discrimination need to repent. Present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. There is neither Jew or Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. I come with this word, and I hope you have clear understanding. And I gave you some scriptures to back it up. I just pray and hope that we are all one. God loves us all. There is no separation. There is no anything. He accepts us for who we are. Stop discriminating against your brothers and sisters. Stop carrying hatred amongst yourselves. There are all kinds of forms of racism. And whether you know it or not, it's in that category. Hating somebody because you believe something was said. That's a form of prejudice. That's a form of discrimination. Stop that. God died on the cross to make all of that go away. I am Evangelist Faye, and that is my word for today. God bless you. May you have a peaceful week this week. Keep God first, and remember, God loves us all, no matter if we blue, green, purple, yellow, alien, or non-alien, or anything. God loves us. Keep that in mind. I just want to say thank you for continuing to listen to me, to support me on this word of faith encouragement segment. I thank God for everything that I am able to do this. I pray for all my friends and all family that are listening on the broadcast. And I give thanks. Thanks to my family, my husband, and my granddaughter, my brother, sister, nieces, and nephews. Again, I want to say to those families that have lost members to the coronavirus, I lost two cousins back in April. So I'm just saying I'm thankful. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to say thank you. And God bless. God is mighty in his word. God is wholesome in his way. God is God, and he knows your heart. So let it be that God is your. Amen. Until Wednesday, I have another word of encouragement for you. Take care. Walk in faith. Keep your head up through the pandemic and through the situation at hand and what is going on with racism. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I love you. Bye-bye.